This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Unions called a general strike around Brazil in resistance to austerity measures of overhauling pensions and labor laws by the scandal-ridden government there. Recent polls show 92% of Brazilians thought the country was on the wrong path, and President Temer's approval rating was only 4%. Education Department reports that the experiment with vouchers in Washington, D.C., has found that students who attended a private school with a voucher perform worse on tests than public school counterparts. Critics believe the New York State claim of free tuition should be termed short-term debt, since it is only forgiven if people stick around New York after graduation. The New Mexico governor vetoed a bill restricting solitary confinement for juveniles, pregnant women, and prisoners with mental illnesses. In a survey of 5,000 Americans, people thought that in a perfect society, individuals in the top 20% would have more than three times as much money as individuals in the bottom 20. They also were unaware how unequal society is today, thinking that the bottom 40% had 9% of wealth, and the top 20% had 59%, while actual proportions were 0.3% at the bottom and 84% at the top. A threshold Brexit issue is getting Britain to guarantee that the 3 million citizens of other EU nations who are living in Britain and the 1.2 million Britons living in the EU can maintain their residency rights and other entitlements. Russian protests initiated by Open Russia presented protest petitions to authorities in cities across Russia, though there were arrests in St. Petersburg and other cities as well. Dealing with the results of its fleet's overfishing and its depleting food stocks, China is cutting fuel subsidies by 60% by 2019 and trying to force vessel registration. Daughters of working mothers tend to be higher achieving, work themselves, make more money, and spend more time with their children than do daughters of women who do not work. Men raised by working mothers do more household work and help more with child care than sons of stay-at-home moms. Texas now has 2.5 million feral hogs. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.